piece of meat was also nasas nevelo. So what's a steer in Rav? Smurin says no. The other miliyat teliyik saba Rav, Rav Taka holds efshla sarchta yosa. Usually, once the piece of meat becomes nas nevelom, even if the time of just the meat comes out, this nas nevelom becomes also. So we're here also by milk also. So Marinz, I'll tell you, v'shani chosam. Over here by milk is different. To Yom HaKrok, as the Pasuk says, loy savasho gedi becholov imoy. Don't cook up the kid, means the meat, with the milk. So he darshan, the Havmin list is that gedi osru Torah v'loy cholov. The Torah only says the gedi, the kid, the meat becomes osru, but not the milk. Maybe the milk taka doesn't become osru. It's only the meat that's nas nevel, the meat becomes osru, but not the milk. So I'll be a territory why the milk is mutter. Rashi says, v'afilu cholov mutter, v'afilu hoye by the boss is shir godol. Lost his time, the Quintus Havmin even have a big piece of meat that fell into a pot of milk, and the meat gave off time into the milk, still will be mutter. That's the Havmin now. The Torah only says that the meat becomes also not the milk. So the first question is that true? The Sova Rav, does Rav really hold that Gidi Osra Torah V'lechov, the Torah only says just the meat is also not the milk? Is that true? I've written, we learn like this. What's going to be if chatzi zayis bosom? You have a half of a zayis of meat. For chatzi zayis cholov, half of a zayis of milk. She bishlam zem zeh, cook them up together. So, is there an isser or not? Omar Rav, Rav says, loikal achilosoi, v'yena loikal bishuloi. You get makas if you eat this, but not for cooking it. So Rashi says, chatzi zayis cholov, hochi mishurinen, Yain v'cholav v'cholmashke l'shar v'kezayis. Rashi says how you do it. So look, Rashi says what loy kalich lo said. Kezayis isoch l'mais yuredi kezayis of isa. Because she ate milk and meat together v'kezayis. This is the raya that the milk also becomes also. But why do you get malchus for cooking? Rashi says v'ena loy kal bishula. Come the first time, we'll soon see later why. For it's a kasher, why not? The chur cooking should also get malchus for it. V'akopon, and it says clearly you get malchus reading this. Now the question is, the yi sako, that if you're going to think that gidi osra Torah v'lechol, the Torah only says the meat is osra and not the milk, if so, achila, my leka, what do you get malchus feeding it? You're only eating a chatzi kezayis of meat. Chatzi shiru, it's only a chatzi shir, you don't get malchus for a chatzi shir. Samar says, true. El, of course, the elam ksava rav, cholav nam yosa. Avadim, the Torah says, bosa b'cholav, both become osra, both nas nevela. Both the milk and the meat, and therefore yede chatzi kezayis of meat, so yede kezayis together, you get malchus. So then, what's pshan Rav before that? Rav says the milk is muta. For hocha b'mayaskino, we're talking about a hocha b'mayaskinon. For going sheno falotrech yorer roseches, that this piece of meat fell into a hot pot cooking up the milk, because the milk was boiling already. So what's the difference? The mivla bola miflat lepolot. The kolzaman, the milk is rosteh, cooking up, so when you put the piece of meat in, the time of the milk goes into the meat, but the time does not come out anymore. Kolzaman, it's rosteh, it's cooking it up, the time of that milk does not come out. That's why the rest of the milk does not become must, because of that first milk that went in. It doesn't become must, doesn't come out. Yeah. Right. Rashi is the Yorah Seches. Rashi is the Masha Boleya, the milk that goes into this piece of meat, ain't a pearl, does not come out. Shekozman Shemana Kozma doesn't rest from its cooking. It's not pearl, it doesn't spit out the milk. So that's the Mitzvah here. So more still is the question. Saif saif, but so what? Ki naich, eventually you're going to have to shut the fire off and let it cool off. So later when the milk cools off, ki naich hod the pullet. Then the meat that's inside it will give off its milk that's inside the meat, and that milk is nas nevela, so that milk should ask for all the rest of the milk. So Moses says, no, in this time, but the case over here is kishakodam v'sulkei, that before the milk cooled off or stopped bubbling, you picked and took the meat out of it. So therefore, only the meat became also, not the rest of the milk. That's the case. So therefore, there's no steer in Rav. Now the Moses says, goof, what would you say before? Chatzi zayis bosa v'chatzi zayis cholov, shevishlim zem zev. We cook them up together. Omer Rav, Rav says what loikal achilosav and loikal bishuloi. You only get malchus feeding it and after cooking it. The question is why monashach? What's going on here? E mitzdarfin, if you put the two together, the milk and the meat, sabishin amiluka, it's cold now, you cooked up a kezayis worth of basal b'cholov, you get malchus. There's a lot of cooking it up. E loy mitzdarfin, elamai, you can't put the two together, sachilun amiluka, what do you get malchus feeding it? You only had a chapti kezayis of meat. So how could it be you get malchus feeding it after cooking? So Mora says, the Olam really, I'll tell you, loy mitzdarfin, that you're not mitzdarfin to two. I says for the Yisr Bosa B'chol, this Havmin is you have to have a Kezayis of meat. You can't put the two together. Rashi says, the Olam HaMitzdarim for Lassus Yisr Limkem Hoyeboi B'tchila Kishir. You have to have a shear. The question is, so why does Rav say then you get Malchus over here? He didn't start off with a shear. That there it says, U'bebo Miyor Gedola. It came from a big pot. So Rashi says, and therefore it's starting. He's saying it different ways. Omer Rav Lemil say, "Ocha chati zayis bos vechati zayis cholov, habo miyor gadola." Meaning to say, "Shenishbashu bo shir mizer mizer." That in that pot was a big piece of meat and a lot of milk. So therefore, there wasn't this bishlo bos vecholov. Now, if you take out of that pot the chatzi kezayis of meat and the chatzi kezayis of milk and eat it, you get malchus. But after he says you don't get malchus for cooking, means when you started off first cooking only chatzi kezayis of milk and chatzi kezayis of basa, for that you don't get malchus. As the yisur has to be, you have to cook up a kezayis of milk and a kezayis of meat together. That's the first teretz. For Levi, Yom Levi says no. Af loika bishulur, so no, you get malchus for cooking also. Even though you only cook the chatzi kezayis of both, but lemaisa together it's a kezayis of basa b'cholov, and you get malchus, not falocha, you get malchus for cooking up this kezayis worth of basa b'cholov. And v'chein ton levi masiz, levi othlan des in a braisa, that kishem shaloika lechilos are the same way you get malchus feeding it, kach loika bishulur, you should know the same way by cooking them up also, you get malchus. Now, there is the Bishul Omru. What type of cooking was it said that you get malchus? How much do you have to cook it up? The Bishul Shacherim Oichlem Oisoi Machmas Bishuloi. Means it has to be cooked up that's edible. Rashi says, Acherim means Oivdi Kechavim Kleima, Shinez Basha Kol Tzorkoi. You only get malchus if you cooked it up well. Where's the Bishul Omru? Your Bishul Shacherim Oichlem. When you get malchus for cooking, if you cooked it up well, that a guy would come and eat it now. Yeah, so that these halachas are basa b'cholov. Now the Gemara says, "V'yevshul aserch t'yatzmai tanoihi." That this halacha, that if the milk goes into the meat and makes it also, and then later you take that piece of meat and cook it up with juice, that the time of the milk comes out of the meat, does the meat become muta, or does it remain also? As do we say originally, it's nasim avel or not? Is a machlokes tanoim. That smells on a chlokes noyim. Veshla sorti atzma tenoyi. The time you learn like this: tipas cholov, a drop of milk, shenofla lachaticha, fill on one piece of meat. So kivon shenos natam chaticha, as soon as the gate gives off taste in that piece of meat, means there's not 60 times against the milk. Hachaticha atzma nasa nevela. That piece of meat now mamish turns over to become like a nevela. That even the meat itself is also. And therefore, the yosteros kolachatichas kulon, the vnei shein minoi, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that the piece of meat itself became missa, and then it falls into other pieces of meat, even though the time of the milk goes out, but so what? The meat itself became osa, it's called min b'mina now, and it asks all the other pieces of meat, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. However, the chomer and the chomer say no, achetitein tam beroitev uvekefa uvechatichas. It's only osa calls the man. The taste of that milk that first went in there can still give off taste into the roitev, into the kefir, into the gravy, into the other piece of meat. But if there's not enough milk in the first piece, that when you cook it up in this pot, the milk gets out, so that's called esh l'sot, like you squeeze out the tum of the milk out of the meat, and everything becomes mutter. So Rashi said like this, Chom Maimim, Kasagra, the Havmin was, Tiatipa Kaimu, talking about that tipa of milk. Ein kanisa filu b'chticha rishayim. The halachah was even that first piece of meat would also become muto. As that first piece of meat was only yosa kozman, you could taste the milk in it. But now when you cook it up in a pot of other things, and the taste of the milk goes out, even the first piece of meat also becomes muta. That's the Havamin here. That's what the Chum is saying. That when the things remain also, only if there's still a taste of milk here, it gives off taste into everything in there, to the gravy and the juice, and another piece of meat. But if it doesn't give off taste, then it all becomes muta. So I'm going to say this. Omer Rebbe says, Nirin div Rebbe Yehuda, I like Rebbe Yehuda's words, that you say the first piece of meat is nas novela kishalo nir, fishalo kisa. Means at the beginning when the piece of meat, when the milk fell on one piece of meat, so he's obviously learning that they're all in one big pot. Just there's one piece of meat on top. And when the milk fell on that top piece of meat, you did not shake up the pot and you did not cover it. So therefore the tom of the milk went into that first piece of meat and that piece of meat became nas novela. But if you would have mixed it up right away, cover the pot, then no, the tom doesn't stay in that one piece, it goes all around. Then you have to have enough taste to ask all the whole pot, or also be muta. And v'divrechom, he likes with the words of chomim, v'shani v'chisa, that right away when the drop of milk fell into the pot, if you stirred up the pot right away, you covered the pot, so the gold gets mixed up, and echnami, he knows that the chomim, that then the piece of meat does not become also. Because the time of the milk did not go into one piece of meat, it goes all around the whole pot, and if there's 60 times against a piece of meat, it becomes muta. That's what Rebbe said. Samura says now, my loiniya v'lechisa. What does Rebbe mean to say, like Rebbe Yehuda, when you did not shake it up and you did not cover it? He let me tell him, loiniya klau, v'lechisa klau, you did not shake it up at all, and you did not cover it at all. If so, mivla bola, Miflot lepolot, like what's the Shiloh? If so, pshit, the tom of the milk only went into the first piece of meat, and does not go out later. So what's the Shiloh? Efshel soichtoi, the milk remains where it went into the first piece of meat, and it stays there. It doesn't come out. Like what's the Shiloh if the tom of the meat, of the milk, comes out? If you didn't stir it up at all even later, you didn't cover it even later, so the milk only goes into that first piece of meat and stays there. The yellow must be, what I meant to say was, Lanir Batchili, did not shake it up, stir it up right away. Ela b'saif, only at the end, after 5 minutes, after the milk got cooked up well in that first piece of meat, so that piece of meat received the tam, became nas novela, later then you stirred up all the pieces together. And the same thing, Lakisa Batchili, did not cover up the pot at the beginning. Ela b'saif, only at the end you covered up the pot. If so again, Amai, why does the first piece of meat become also on Amai Hobola Vopolat? Like, why does the first piece of meat become also? What's shot in Rebbe Yehuda? That the first piece of meat remains also and it's Nas Novela and it asks all the other pieces of meat. Why? What's the question? Hobola? True, first the milk went into that piece of meat, but then for Hobolat. Once you stir it up or you covered it, now the tom of the milk goes out from that piece and all the other pieces. So Hopolot, it spits out. So why should it remain also? Because the whole thing should become muta. Everything should become muta. So Mora says in Echnami, Avante Kisavar, if you hold Kisavar, Eshla Sechta Yosa, no, you don't say that Svara. That once the milk went into that first piece of meat, so that piece of meat was not available, it becomes also. And later, even though you stir it up later, you cover it later, the time of the milk goes out, so what? That piece of meat was nas novela, eshla sechta is also, that piece of meat cannot become mutter anymore. Rashi says, so eshla sechta also, b'vnei shekula nasis isa, b'chol anischa b'menu also, even the time of the meat that comes out now becomes also. Yeah, so that's what Rav is saying, Rabbi likes different.